Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
Hillary Clinton was on Ellen DeGeneres today. Well, the show. And she talked about Donald Trump and all the hatred that has been so evident this year in the campaign.
He has to start being held accountable. He can't just make these pronouncements, insult people, scapegoat people, you know, call immigrants, murderers and rapists and insult women and insult people with disabilities and be so derogatory toward Muslims and everything that he does. I don't think that's the way we want to appear to ourselves or the rest of the world. So I do think as this election goes forward, he's going to have to, you know, be held accountable. And I certainly will do my part to make that happen.
Interesting how she had to go through that list of things, none of which was wrong. Mm-hmm. And it just went on forever. I'm like, when is she getting to the point?
Well, I mean, was it a taped interview, though, too? Because I know Ellen DeGeneres is a supporter of hers. But if you're talking about accountability, her email situation came out today. An inspector general who's independent decided that there was wrongdoing within the private server that she was keeping. And there was some troubling news that came out of that. And I know it's not the kind of show where she brings that up, but it just accountable is where you can see Trump has an opening to hit back at Hillary Clinton in a big way. And you can already see that.
Anna? I'm telling you right now, this is why it is sleepless for me, that I think that Donald Trump is the next president of the United States. I think he beats her. I think he beats her going away.
Because of the Department of Justice investigation
I think
going to come at the wrong time?
She's the wrong candidate at the wrong time. She's got a lot of baggage. We all know who she is. Her numbers are sort of concrete. Trump has got dynamics in his favor, and he catches a couple of breaks here. And he becomes president of the United States, then what? Mm-hmm. Then what? Because there's people like, so many people I've talked to, I'll never vote for Hillary Clinton. I don't care. They just won't vote. And if they don't vote, then Donald Trump wins, basically.
Well, then what? And you hope the troubling part of that is you're already seeing outside of his rallies.
There's a lot of trouble here.
And I don't know exactly what that's targeted at. There might be a whole bunch of things that are bringing people together in a very angry, violent way, but it's troubling to see that.
Checking in at
number 4.
The History Channel is going to premiere an 8-hour remake of Roots starting on Memorial Day weekend.
You must hear your name first. Luakunta Kinte, son of Omoran Binta Kinte. You must always honor your ancestors. The ones who love you and watch over you.
No matter what the master call you, you keep your true name inside.
Now I'll ask you again. Tell me your name.
I'm Kunta Kinte.
Wow. Gosh, it sounds very powerful. It's hard to do that better than it was already done. But we had 100 million viewers at the time.
It was.
The most watched TV broadcast of the past 4 decades.
And everyone talked about it. When it was on, it was such
such debate.
Yep, it was because it was. And you think about it, there were not a lot of shows on television that featured
that ugly part of our history,
or African American actors.
Sure,
right? I mean, that was it. There was Good Times, was the essentially the first show to be solely about the African American experience in America. Right. It was. And that was in that this came within, a year or two of that. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty pretty interesting change. And now, obviously, that's no longer the case. But now this will be a little bit more of a less of a TV movie kind of thing like Roots was. And just I think it's going to be a little cinematically a little more real than some of the other stuff.
Forrest Whitaker is in it. Yep. One of my favorites.
Al Sharpton talked about it with reporters today.
In these times where we're dealing with everything from Trayvon Martin all the way now to Eric Garner and voting rights, it puts in context that the struggle has been a struggle from generation to generation. Many Americans don't understand why we're still protesting. This will explain to them what we were raised by, the people we raised by, what they went through, and gives us context. It also gives political context, because when you walk out from seeing this and hear somebody saying, Let's make America great again. A great again win. Look at what America was for some of us.
All right.
Sounds like must-see TV to me. Thursday on WGN-TV Morning News, talking live with Duran Duran, Simon Le Bon, and John Taylor. How about that? WGN-TV Morning News, Chicago's must-watch morning news.
Simon
Le Bon.
They're back. Do you have a crush on him?
I like Nick Rhodes, to be honest.
Nick Rhodes. All right. You like the hair?
Fun hair. Yeah.
All right. Let's see what you're doing there. All right. The top five continues. Checking in at
number three.
Yeah, it's getting harder and harder for anyone anywhere to take a joke. San Francisco sportscaster Gary Radnich went viral after he went off on a coworker on camera for stealing his thunder.
This is going to be good. I mean, who does that live on here?
K-Ron's news anchor, Catherine Heenan, innocently read a bit of copy about basketball superstar LeBron James' upcoming role in a sequel to Space Jam. And Heenan wasn't going rogue, but was just reading the copy that was loaded in the teleprompter. But that did not stop the sports guy from doing a few minutes of slow-burning indignation. Ooh. Because he felt like the story was stolen out from under him.
We should tell you, LeBron James is going to star in Space Jam.
Well, we actually... Oh, are you mad? Because I already read that. I'm sorry.
How's Steph Curry's knee?
He's nursing it, and it's getting better.
Mm-hmm. How long have we been friends? 23 years.
I didn't know you were going to do
it. Have you ever, and I'm going to say this with a smile, ever heard me say right before you came on... There's an irrigation problem in Gilroy.
You have to talk to Kasim.
You ever heard me say, oh, it's warm weather today? Never. I stay in my lane.
Oh.
What a jag.
He makes Ron Burgundy look like
a
non-jag.
Rough day for that guy.
I mean, come on now. Stuff happens.
Plus, normally there's a lead into stories anyways.
That is, if it's in the prompter, they can't, you know, television news anchors, you can't help them.
And it's just... to a friend to do that.
You got to talk to Kasim.
I like Kasim. Yeah. So don't try and pit me against the producer,
well,
Kasim.
He gave me that lovely script.
And here's that. And it's hard for me to get mad. Catherine has stayed at my mother's home. She's written my mother notes and stolen my material. So how do I get mad?
Oh my gosh. And that was live on the air. That wasn't like an off air thing that got caught on mic.
It was in the middle of the deal.
During the newscast.
During the newscast. He decided to take up the newscast time, getting mad at a woman for reading his prompter.
That is what's wrong.
By the way, a man who would never do that, Ron Majors, will join us on his last night on the air coming up in the 6 o'clock hour.
That's so true. It is his last night.
We play that in honor of people who do their job right.
Number two.
Faced with the prospect of a President Donald Trump, what would Lyndon Johnson do? That's what Bryan Cranston, who plays LBJ in the HBO movie All the Way, did in, it was kind of a guess, right?
Mm-hmm. He'd say something like, what the hell is going on in Washington?
A couple people have said that, I think, and are saying that.
And then Bryan Cranston, I guess it's Bryan Cranston, he let us know what he thinks about Donald Trump.
This presidential election is unlike anything we've ever seen. And talk about power. We have a power broker as the presumptive Republican presidential candidate who is devoid of substance. So he has power without substance. I will do everything in my power to make sure he's not the president.
I don't even know if he's that powerful. Is he?
What, Bryan Cranston?
No. No, well, I don't think Bryan Cranston definitely is not that. He's an actor. But I'm not sure that Donald Trump is really powerful. What you find out is that he's not really connected to anything. He was always in it for himself. He did his own dealings. He had banks that helped him finance things and banks that walked away from him. Mm-hmm. He's kind of an outlier. He's an island, which I guess makes him attractive to a number of people. Like, hey, he doesn't come from any sort of power base.
And I also think celebrities or Hollywood types that just speak out against him just kind of adds more popularity to him in a lot of ways. Well, that's, you know, who are they? You know, right. They're them and in kind of on their own little island and, you know, makes people like him even more.
I think that his supporters are going to enjoy him being criticized.
That's
because
it. There's that part of it.
Right. Because they feel
they'll
like
respond.
They've been under siege and they're not understood and he's the only guy that understands them. But I think you have to start, if you're supporting Donald Trump, you have to start understanding what he's saying. start listening to what he's actually saying and think and stop and think, not just build the wall and do all that. When he doesn't seem to have an answer for any of it, how he's going to do it, doesn't demand answers. That would be my suggestion. But who's listening to me now? Checking in at
number one.
Speaking of Donald Trump, he opened up his rally in Anaheim, California today, talking about how great he'd be for women.
So when I got here, there was a group of a couple of hundred women, great women, and I didn't know about this, and they were in one of the conference rooms, and it was packed, and I spoke to them for a little while, and I said, where are you all? You're in the audience someplace here. And I said, bring some of them up. Where are they? Come on up here. These people, look at them. They're women that love Trump. I'm telling you, women do like me. I'm telling you.
Women love him. He said Latinos love him during that today. Everybody loves him.
Here's the woman who got on stage who really does love him.
God bless America. Thank you, God, for sending us Donald J. Trump to be our next president of the United States of America.
He's an American patriot.
Those are strong storms passing through our ears.
An American patriot? He went to military school. That is not an American. What?
It was right across from Disneyland, the same place where Bernie Sanders campaigned this week.
That's right, Donald. I lost my glasses at the dais. If you could look for them, that would be very helpful.
He spoke up for Bernie Sanders today. You heard that.
Yeah.
Saying that, you know, he is being, you know, taken by his own party.
Right. And you Bernie Sanders people, you should come with me. Okay, that's going to happen. All right. Get my great.
The top five at five.